Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
There's so much doom and gloom. We try our best here on Lunchtime Live every Wednesday afternoon to put a little smile on your face. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio to do just that. How's things?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, you are still in the summer sunshine buzz.
Oh, absolutely. The sun is shining and I am milking it.
Yeah, you're absolutely dead right despite the rain yesterday, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to chat about this.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are. A generous, compassionate, bold and joyful people. Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
The voice of Enda Kenny, former Taoiseach there, Andrea. And yes, that does kind of bring back fond memories for me. It is, of course, 10 years since the same-sex marriage referendum in Ireland tomorrow. It's the anniversary, May 22nd, 2015. So Ireland become the first country in the world by popular vote to bring in same-sex marriage. 62% of people voted yes, which was around 1.2 million of the kind of the people that got out and voted that day. And it just brings back kind of memories of that sunny day in Dublin,
It's an incredible
Castle.
Day. Hard to believe, actually. We were only talking about it in the show yesterday with listeners, but that it's 10 years on.
Yeah, and like even like I heard you chatting about it yesterday and I was like, for me, I suppose it's probably my reason to be happy this week and I couldn't pass it by without mentioning it because as a 16-year-old at the time, gay young teenager who couldn't vote, it was of kind of my onus to be like to my parents, go out and vote yes, just because even though they didn't know at the time my sexuality, I hadn't disclosed that. It was just something that brought so much joy that day to a young boy from Laois who kind of didn't ever see a future where he'd be able to marry, I suppose, a partner. And now Ireland has become one of those countries that kind of is leading the forefront in it.
Yeah, particularly as you say, when you couldn't vote, it was a sort of a open arms.
It was just a really hard thing. Like sitting back and almost like even turning to grandparents at the time and being like, please go vote. And you kind of felt like you couldn't tell them that you wanted them to vote that thing because you were gay, because you didn't feel at the time you were ready to tell them that. And like that, 2 years later, I did disclose my sexuality to my family and all was like brilliant. They were the best in the world. But I suppose watching the scenes like of people I knew, like in Dublin Castle, in the streets of Port Laois, celebrating this victory for love, for marriage. It was just, it puts a smile on my face to this day.
Good. Well, I'm delighted you shared that with us, Cathal, because I know you're one of many people, I think, who will feel a very similar sentiment this week. So definitely a very good reason to be happy this week. Now, I know you've been looking at some of the other reasons people have been celebrating, particularly those in the hospitality industry.
Yes, absolutely, Andrea. So the Irish Restaurants Awards took place last night, the All-Ireland Final in the Clayton Hotel here in Dublin. And just some of the ones that kind of took my eye, because you and me are always kind of looking for these places to go.
Well, I love food.
Restaurants, pubs,
no question,
the whole,
I love food.
I'm a foodie at heart. And the best restaurant, the All-Ireland number one that came out was Dead A, a custom house. So that was number one. In Dublin, it was Chapter One. Up in the north, it was MacNean House and Restaurant.
I was only there last November. Nevin Maguire.
Shout out to Nevin Maguire, fantastic, who was also honoured at the awards with an Outstanding Achievement Award, recognising his contribution to Irish food and hospitality. And other ones that kind of caught my eye were Best Chef. It went to John Kelly of the Lady Helen restaurant at the Mount Juliet Estate. Now, I can't say I've been there, but it sounds and looks fabulous.
Add to your list. I know Darren Geraghty from Hawksmoor won the Best Cocktail Experience in the country. Darren's often here on the show with us, the cocktail guy. So
and
a lot of our listeners
like Hawksmoor
know him.
Is one of our local here in Dublin City Centre. Gastropub, one that caught my eye was the one in Munster, J.M. Reedy's, which is a fan favourite amongst kind of, I'd say, listeners and hen parties and stag do's alike.
Where is it?
J.M. Reedy's in Killarney.
Okay.
Yeah, and also big shout out to Neary's pub here in Dublin City Centre, which was not got pub of the year for Dublin.
Another great spot.
And Sean's Bar also in Leinster and All-Ireland. I don't know if you've been to Sean's Bar.
I have in Athlone.
In Athlone.
Brilliant bar.
What a spot. And it's so much, it's steeped in history.
Yeah.
And I know loads of the lads down there. I've been in there loads and they're just a really, really good
You'll
bunch of lads.
You'll get a free pint now for that, no question. Speaking of food, if you're an Italian food lover,
like spaghetti or aghetti, pantaletti and linguine, some capelli or anelli, vermicelli, farfalline, rigatoni, macaroni, cannelloni, and stellini. Appadelli, rotelli, tagliatelli, fettuccine.
Literally a song.
A song about pasta. Yeah, which, do you know what? I'm not complaining. Like we said previously, we are both foodies, but I am a big fan of pasta. I think they're just, it's an easy dinner, but also when you go out to an Italian restaurant, you can't beat the fresh stuff.
Yeah, wouldn't be top of my list now.
Really?
No.
I wouldn't have,
no.
I would have put you down as an Italian.
No, Italian is not my favourite cuisine.
Now, like
well, I've started an awful debate about 3 years ago, and I told people that I think pizza's grand. I never would order a pizza.
I think pizza's grand too.
Grand. It's grand.
I have a twin brother, and there's two of me, yeah. God help the listeners.
I got that.
but he is a big pizza fan and I'm not. But I'm a huge fan of pasta, and it is scientifically proven now that it makes you happier.
Yeah.
Which is just bizarre.
So if you're thinking of dinner this evening, pasta will make you happy.
And you're in a bad mood, pasta will make you happy. It's a carb-rich food, and carbs are known to boost the levels of serotonin in your body. And serotonin obviously is a neurotransmitter that plays a key role in regulating mood and happiness. So when you eat pasta, it converts the carbs into serotonin, which improves your mood and makes you feel happier. And also it's a great source of vitamin B, which has shown that they're less likely to suffer from depression and anxiety if they're high in vitamin B.
This is university research as well, by the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So the Behaviour and Brain Lab, a Free University of Languages and Communication, have found that in a study, almost like a lie detector test, it was when people were eating pasta, they kind of watched the transmitters in their brain, and emotional brain activations, heart rate variations, perspirations, facial expressions, all kind of denoted a positive outcome, that people were enjoying the experience and making them happier. So if you haven't anything on the menu for tonight for dinner, maybe crack out the fusilli or the fettuccine.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, have you a favourite type of pasta?
I'm a fan of like penne or like fusilli. I'm not that adventurous. I do like spaghetti and all them.
Yeah, I'd be more like that kind of spaghetti, like, or linguine.
Tagliatelle.
Or so, yeah, something
like
that.
I do like
that.
A linguine, but
I don't like what I can only describe in the most basic, non-scientific way as being, you know, kind of tough pasta. Like, you know, the penne and the shells.
Yeah.
I don't really like that. I like what
Italians are constantly saying you shouldn't overcook it, and you should
There's
have
some
that
Italian now roaring at the radio. I've described it as tough pasta, but
you should have that little al dente, that bite, bringing back my home ec. You were talking about it here on the show yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a big fan of the home ec, but you're meant to have that little bite to it. But I do like the linguine is kind of,
and then you say I want prawns,
a little prawn linguine.
So any excuse to get more fish,
any excuse for the seafood, Andrea.
Yeah, right. We are looking for the best movie soundtracks out there. Everybody looks right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing in the spotlight. Not yet. Baby, reach and go rock and sing. Let's hear it in the bird and on the wing. Andrea, The Lion King. That was a great movie.
It was very sad. Isn't it Shakespeare?
It's
Hamlet. It's based on Hamlet kind of loosely. But the greatest movie soundtrack of all time, The Lion King, has been crowned number one.
It's actually been voted the best movie soundtrack.
Yes, number one. It's research out today, and the 1994 Disney classic has roared into first place. It has, like, we heard Hakuna Matata there before the break. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Elton John, obviously, with that banger. I Just Can't Wait to Be King. What's the opening when your man's roaring on the roof? But I just think I look very fondly onto the soundtrack of The Lion King. I'm a big musical and big Disney fan. I haven't seen it on the West End or on Broadway, but I was speaking to one of my colleagues there beforehand, and like, it's just it's on my list. Other possible mentions, Saturday Night Fever coming in at second.
So I actually would have thought that would have been voted the best
the
movie soundtrack.
Well,
like, it's great tunes in that.
Yeah, Titanic in at third.
God.
And The Greatest Showman, which obviously of kind of more recent time, in at fourth. One that I think kind of came down very low was The Bodyguard.
Number
eight.
Like, that's an absolutely incredible movie soundtrack.
Run
to
You. All the bangers, like Whitney Houston, just like absolutely killing
huge
you there. And The Sound of Music in a five, which I am a big fan of. I watched The Sound of Music like on a Sunday there recently, lying on the couch, and it was just bliss. Like Christopher Plummer, gorgeous.
Yeah, it is not too bad, I suppose. Speaking of music.
What a time to be alive. Andrea, I don't know if you like that, but I am definitely feeling Robbie Williams' new music. That is,
oh, it's his new song. That new is single,
Rocket.
Is it?
Yeah, that is Rocket by Robbie Williams from his new album, which he announced today, called Britpop.
Britpop.
So, like, you think back to your kind of your Blur, your Oasis. Like, there was a big thing back then of which side were you on, who were you choosing?
Yeah.
Well, Robbie Williams has said when he left Take That in 1995, he wanted to enter the world of Britpop. He wanted to kind of join the rivalry, but was, I suppose, advised not to back then. And you saw him come out with the likes of Angels and all the kind of the ballady songs and the different. And I know he did Rock DJ and all that, but this is him leaning into his Britpop era. He's announced the album today. It's available now. And Rocket is the first single off it. And obviously he's coming to Dublin in August, August 23rd. I actually think I have a ticket. I think I'm after.
You sourced one,
yeah,
did you?
I think I'm after sourcing one. And like, I know people say, oh, Robbie Williams, they take or leave him. But Rocket.
Oh, no. Can I just say, I saw Robbie Williams was the first ever concert I ever went
really?
To in my life.
Class.
Yeah, when I was maybe 16 in Dublin. And I saw him again. There was 2 years ago at the Three Arena, and I can tell you he is an incredible performer.
Yeah, well, like,
so many tunes. He did a brilliant sort of like he brought you along on the, like, it's sort of like an autobiography, a story along the way, and the different songs throughout, you know, in order from take that to his, or yeah, sorry, yeah, to his own stuff. And it was absolutely fantastic. It was a brilliant gig. I'm only sorry I haven't got tickets for the gig in August, but if I can get them, I'd go.
I'll bring it.
You can come. Yeah, exactly.
Rock
you can take
DJ
them.
Is my karaoke song.
Oh,
and also seeing Angels live is going to be amazing.
Listener says, Braveheart soundtrack. How did that not get a mention? Schindler's List. And Out of Africa, A Star Is Born. Best movie soundtrack, no question. It's No Country for Old Men, says this listener. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Cathal O'Sullivan, as always, here on a Wednesday to put a smile on your little face. Thanks a million, Cathal, for joining us at Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.